Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New MS Property Records tool streamlines deed, lien, and permit searches. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Mississippi-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MS can now conduct faster due diligence and verify property histories without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark atsismississippi.propertychecker.com for your next transaction or listing research. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. 2026 Mississippi Realtor Commission Data: What Pros Need to Know. A new breakdown reveals what home sellers currently pay in real estate commission across Mississippi and where savings opportunities exist. MS agents and brokers need current local commission benchmarks to remain competitive and transparent with clients in today's market. Review the full 2026 commission analysis at hepslack.realestatewitch.com. Average average real estate commission in Miss Laffey. Mississippi Real Estate Hell Property Tax Inquiry Tool available for MS Real Estate Pros. The ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry System allows users to view property tax receipts online with a browser cache clearing guide available if receipts fail to display. MS Real Estate professionals can quickly verify property tax status and obtain receipt documentation for transactions and client due diligence. Access the portal at https://dsm.ms/customer-portal/clear-your-browser-cache if you encounter display issues. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MS jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MS jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.